The hat ass rappers.
we're not doing that. And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? You can do that, right? Because sometimes, you know, because there's a lane for that. You know, there's a lane for that kind of, you know, like you said, ABC cat and hat stuff, you know, where it's, you know, it's a little bit more playful, and that's fine, you know. But as far as what I'm doing, you know, as far as who I like, like I said, the Black Thoughts and the, you know, your Nas and the Jay Big, you know, and the guys who really, really were, you know, they really structured their word plays. I mean, even my brother Sky Zoo, man, the way Sky raps, it's very calculated, and he speaks very, very intelligent with his raps, you know, and that's what it's about for me.
No doubt, God, no doubt. Yo, that's peace, God. I you know. It's just it's a blessing to be able to you know, for us to have a platform to be able to, you know, connect with artists, you know, not just here locally, but you know, across the world, you know what I mean, and to showcase other people's music to those who ain't never heard it, you know what I'm saying. And so with that, we gonna run into the next segment, and we gonna come right back with you. All right?
Okay, bro.
All right,
we're gonna run that PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Yo, yo, Beats and Bucket Heads.
I'm determined to move forwardness so I can go further. I ain't letting nothing to nobody put chains on my body. The path of a prophet, I'm rocking, they presume that I'm godly.
Yes, I try to navigate these roles with awareness. I'm directed, my GPS is in the knowing. I'm fearless, but objective. Might take a left and then go right when it's needed. Righteous with reason, in life you gotta fight through the bleed.
What's required so that I make it on this road that I've taken is lots of diligence and planning, perhaps self-reprimanding. To stay the course without a short, sometimes the longer the better. Come out the strongest at the end with tissue scars if I'm injured.
I don't hide it with any makeup or a pace of I'm earning. I will address it, close the cycle, made mistakes, but I'm learning. I want abundance, peace of mind, and all my bills to be covered. Even if I gotta work, I wanna feel like I love it.
I love you, baby.
We breathe under the water.
Send me out to swim with the fishes. My fin is a dolphin's. The clicks you hear is how I be speaking. It's hieroglyphic how I wrote it. Most cannot decode it. Atlantis gates eroded. Passing through like passengers boating.
I feel like segment if she set trip on a lion. I'm reckless. My flex built on science. Orion's belt, a sword of my necklace. I'm talking charging up and raw. Rough, but I'm fly. You could take the weed off the scale and weigh my heart. It don't lie.
I use the stars that got me and pray towards the Keebler. I'm Neil deGrasse with the Koofy on. The sign at the entrance says only thorough niggas come this way. The lames go to left of me. How could my conscience question me? It's manifest destiny.
I enter halls like Thor and speak to the cosmos. I shine my light by any means, and that's the key for the demos. Communicate with the Akashic and create my reality. Cause everybody bowed until they face with a casualty.
What you mean?
We breathe under the water.
Hey, Big Sav, these mad. Grind time. Oh, where you at, son? These new chicks be walking.
around all mad. Why you mad? Hey yo, you mad?
Yes sir.
Why you mad?
Let's go.
Wake up, watch the balls, and it's grind time. While I'm here, I take it back like your hairline. I came up from hiding weed in my bond times. Now I'm electric, the block know I shock a con. High school chicks said red and never make it. Now they old ass in my gram getting naked. Fuck you, I'm trying to max a million. Catch me whipping a ride, I'm Uncle Wooly's son. Broke, stay yapping like they get the bag. Plotting on your downfall with they snitching ass. If it's boys, get him gassed and he gets mad. Just know I keep the sticks like white boy Rick Dad. Boy, I love proving haters wrong. Living my best life, I learned from little Duval. My money 3 feet tall, but I got respect. And you rich and I'm not impressed. Eat a dude.
Hey yo, put your hands up in the sky.
A lot of people mad and don't ask me why. You say that you a boss, but your nose in mine. Why you looking all mad? Cause you're dying, trying. And you mad? Why you mad? You mad?
Why you mad?
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Cream and I'm a Brick City bad boy. Yeah. Tongue out, middle finger to the tabloids. Yeah. I could give it to these n****s like they asked for it. Then pull up like, boy, what you mad for?
You mad? Nah,
they poked the bear and I'm woke now. With my 357 out of Oak Town. I could turn your lobby city to a ghost town.
Let's go.
Set up shop, the killer shut the coast down.
Coast down.
I'm something special, keep an eye on me.
Yeah.
Plus, I got a pack of mammals that'll ride for me. And honestly, I hear him talking, it don't bother me.
Nah.
I'm modestly turning this into a robbery.
Let's go, Green!
It's Gilla House until my veins pop. And where they test, they get left in the same spot. Mr. Cream, get mad if you wanna. I promise ain't no future if you're fucking up my commas.
Hey, yo, put your hands up in the sky. A lot of people mad and don't ask me why. You say that you a boss, but your nose in mine. Why you looking all mad? Cause you're dying, trying, and you mad. Why you mad, bro?
Hey, yo, and you mad.
Let's go, let's go.
Get off your ass and get on your grind and stop crying about the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
You whining, complaining ass, be the lamest.
Yeah.
Your hugs and handshakes is fake as your chain is.
Hater.
It's written all over your face. A body shot of how you shitting all over the place. They turn super ugly when they see my squad.
Yeah.
They bitch ass get mad, wanna key my car.
It's Giller.
We get it popping like two choppers. Soup like Tupac when he heard who shot ya. Step in the hood, better check in with us. I'm the plug for the bud and the Mexican mud. Now you all mad, Mr. Mean Mug, so gangster.
Hey, bruh, check out my mixtape.
No, thank ya. I laugh at y'all little amateurs. Stay with your day job, you motherfucking janitor. Fix
hey, yo,
your face.
Put your hands up in the sky. A lot of people mad and don't ask me why. You say that you a boss, but your nose in mine. Why you looking all mad? Cause you're dying, trying, and you mad. Why you mad, bro?
Hey, yo, and you mad. Why you mad, bro?
Let's go. 75 degrees on the East Coast, 85 degrees on the West Coast, 95 degrees in Miami. As we take y'all on a ride, NW2 album. But y'all know what it's time for. Let's get to the story of Superman Lover.
Top of the ring like Jay Strongbow with this grown man flow. Black Hawk down, calling medevac, it pops back in town. This is grown man rap, it's going down like your PMD on the Juice soundtrack. Spinning it back as I bob and weave like smoking Joe or Muhammad. Haters vomit when I pick the microphone up and palm it. I'm in the paint drawing the foul, getting my worthy on. Coming through with my team, his squad jersey on. Aguilar, Mr. Manette, flip the drum kick. Codename MD, rapping fanatic. I'm rocking now, yo, I'm in the pocket now. Time to get it popping now, ain't no stopping now.
It's some dope shit for your ears to listen. Hustle, we set it off, we can start it like this, yo.
We don't care what you did, what you did, what you done. When it comes to this here, yeah, I'm still number one. His squad, death squad, from pain in your lungs, we bar none. Stay fighting forever, top gun. We don't care
open up the shops to these whack rappers to rent them. Welch is great, steak and eggs, eat rappers for breakfast. You got to chill, yeah, I'm strictly business. Bear witness to the galaxy, guardians, we the gatekeepers. Green eyed bandit, might die, we the thrill seekers. It's Ag Al Ghul, smoke coming through the speakers. Last of the Mohicans, die hard Puerto Ricans. I'm legendary, bombing any adversary. Hunting the Serengeti with the rifle or machete. Bodies is getting buried, but me, I can never worry. Knowing I'ma stay ready by any means necessary. My obsession is heavy, your Twitter shots is petty. When I send shots, it's coming straight up out the semi. Drink a bottle with Henny, then I hop up in the Bentley. Screaming, fuck 12, watch me ride through your city. Like, don't care what you did, what you do, what you done. When it comes to this here, yeah, I'm still number one. Hit squad, death squad, chrome pain in your lungs, we bar none. Stay fighting forever, top gun. We don't care what you did, what you do, what you done. When it comes to this here, yeah, I'm still number one. Hit squad, death squad, chrome pain in your lungs, we bar none. Stay fighting forever, top gun.
It's that New York City shit, Dipset, Mobb Deep, Biggie Smalls, that Diddy shit, skull cap, that Tim Boot gritty shit, coat with a hoodie, mini man 50 cent. You people think it's a game, you think I'm playing with ya? That's your homie, guess here we laying with ya. Fam screaming, oh no, we lost them. Flowers and dirt and pour all over your coffin. This the way it's going down, destruction, Irma. This the way the clicker sound, cocking back the burner. I'm mixed with blood and drip, you heard what I said? Blood is blue, but when they hit the air, it's red. I won't lie, underground superstar PR. I stand tall like an avatar. A car is cool, it's more like an SUV. E-Dub, A, and P, and D, yeah.
Don't care what you did, what you do, what you done. When it comes to this here, yeah, I'm still number one. Hit squad, death squad, chrome pain in your lungs, we bar none. Stay fighting forever, top gun. We don't care what you did, what you do, what you done. When it comes to this here, yeah, I'm still number one. Hit squad, death squad, chrome pain in your lungs, we bar none. Stay fighting forever, top gun.
The radio
6 o'clock blitz
CJSF
90.1 FM
Burnaby SFU. It's your host Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams. Well, we got Guilty Black in the building.
Guilty Black right here, baby.
Where's Guilty Black at, man?
Guilty Black right here, baby.
Where my man Digital at right now, man?
Yo, Digi's right here, man.
Yo, man, look, if you tapping in right now, you tapping into the hottest hip-hop program in the nation. So make sure you tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your auntie, tell your cousins, tell your grandpa, your grandma. You know what I mean? If they up in the seniors' home, go over there. Tell them that One Order Radio, 6 o'clock blitz. We playing the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between. You know what I mean?
Peace, peace.
And you know we've been tapped in with my man Jace. Got the illest. How you feeling, my man?
I feel great. I feel great, man. I feel amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
True indeed.
Yo, got my boy here, man. Guilty Black. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I just want to know, how did the migration to ATL happen?
Oh, man. How did that happen, man? You know, my first move down here was in 05. Came down here, you know, tried to make some things happen. It really wasn't going on. the way I was looking forward to. So I moved back to New Jersey in 2013. And, you know, got back up there, reestablished myself. Everything was great. And then COVID happened. And on top of COVID happening, my dad, who was alive at the time, he was dealing with cancer. And so, you know, everything was going crazy with COVID. You know, I got sons that live down here in Atlanta. My father was about 3 hours from Atlanta, so I just was like, listen, I don't know what's going on with this crazy madness, man. So I know I wanted to be closer to where my sons was at, and I wanted to be closer proximity to be able to help my dad out as he was living by himself dealing with cancer, man. So that's what brought me back down to the A, man. But you know, the Most High makes no mistakes, man. Since I've been back here, everything's been up, man, as far as you know, the movements that I've been making with music, man. Everything has just been really, really dope, man.
So is ATL like everyone says it is, man? Is it the spot?
It is for me. It's, you know, and for what I'm trying to do. As far as the type of music that I'm doing and the people that I'm working with, the people that I'm networking with, all of that's really here for me. It's dope, man. ATL is the new music hub, man. It's room for everybody to grow. You know, whatever your lane is as far as music, it's here for you. You know, definitely is opportunities here. Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard, you know, it's good for the melanated peoples, right? You know, it's
absolutely, man. Absolutely, Atlanta is beautiful, black, man. You see so many of us here that are doing their thing. You know, as far as businesses and you know, even on the corporate side of things. You know, we're running these companies, you know, these big companies out of here. So yeah, man.
Very successful, man.
That's what they say.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
They call it Black Hollywood, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, with the town that we're in, which is about 30 minutes from Atlanta, the area that I'm in, they call it Metro Atlanta. We got Lionsgate. They're building probably 7 minutes away from my crib. They got a film studio that they're building.
Oh, we see the future. Yeah, we see the future.
Say it again.
We see the future. You know what I'm saying? It's right in front of you, right?
Oh yeah. It's happening, man. It's beautiful thing to be part of what's going on here as far as the build and you know, this in this black mecca that we're in, man. It's definitely a beautiful time to be here. Very, very fortunate too, you know.
How's the brotherly love?
It's beautiful, man. You know, especially for heads that, you know, that are more seasoned like myself, you know, we don't get off into too much, man. We just trying to stay healthy and enjoy life, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the younger cats, they haven't really grasped that yet. So, you know, unfortunately, you're going to hear about, you know, some of the sad, you know, some of the bad things that occur. But I mean, you know, that goes along with life. But definitely brotherly love here, man. I, you know, people always here, people very supportive, friendly, peaceful vibes for the most part. You know, it's always something to do. It's always somewhere to, you know, for you to connect with. Always somewhere for you to connect and build, man. It's very, very dope here, man.
That's peace.
You know, I believe it's because it's so vast here. You know, where I'm from in Jersey, you know, especially the area where I lived in, you know, everybody's right up on top of each other. You know, you got a house, but your backyard might not be that big, and you don't have too much space across from each other as neighbors, you know, and it's a lot of apartments too where I'm from, you know. So well, now, you know, with condos and stuff like that, so you know, it's very congested where I'm from. You know, that hustle and bustle, man. You know, down here it's more vast, man. You got more space to grow and to breathe, man. So you know, I think that's why, you know, there's more of a laid back vibe, and people can kind of, you know, let their head down, so to speak, and they don't have so much pressure and stress on them here that they would have in those cities, you know, where I'm from in Jersey.
So where do you like the food better, Jersey or ATL? put you on the spot like that, you know?
listen, anywhere that I can get good service, that's my whole thing, man. You know, food is good anywhere, man. I'm a stickler for good service, man.
Oh,
you
good know? Answer, I'm good a, answer.
Yeah. I'm like anal when it comes to service, man. You know, because I just know how it's supposed to be. I mean, coming from a service industry, you know, being a barber. And giving service for so many years, I just know how service is supposed to be, man. And so, you know, I don't care where we go out to eat. We could go to White Castle, or we could go to Burger King, you know what I'm saying? We need to be served correctly. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
So, you got a standard, right? You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Mm. I mean, you know, I got my things I missed about Jersey. I mean, you know, pizza in New Jersey, New York, can never be touched nowhere else, man, in my book.
What about Chicago?
You know what? I've never had Chicago pizza, so I can't really give a rating on that. But I'm sure people from Chicago will say that they got the best pizza.
Right?
Yeah. I'll be hearing that though. New York, New Jersey got the best pizza around the world, at least in the wilderness of North America. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So,
like you'll never hear nobody be like, "Yo, Atlanta got the best pizza."
Some good fried chicken, though.
Never hear that.
Yeah.
Right. Now you might hear that. Right. They'll talk about barbecue. You know, they'll say they got the best barbecue, but they ain't about to say they got the best pizza here.
Yeah, I got
my things I miss about Jersey food, and you know, we do okay here with the eats. Ain't nobody complaining. You know, it's crazy because you know, man, you get down here, man, and you be on this big sample, this big sampling mission. You want to dine and eat everywhere, man. But after a while, you come to realize that there's no better food than what comes out of your own home.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Home cooked. You know?
Yeah.
Home cooked meals.
And that takes me to this next question, bro. It's like, you know, for you to stay on top of, you know, your supreme self, what is it that you what's your diet look like? What's your dietary restrictions look like? Your dietary law?
So my wife and I, we're not vegan. I guess you can call us pescatarian because we will have some seafood. But yeah, we don't eat a whole lot. You know, we enjoy our little snacks and stuff like that, but we don't really go on these pig out missions, man. Of course, we don't mess with no swine. We don't do beef, chicken or turkey. You know, so we will have some seafood. Like tonight, we had a very easy meal. I had a baked potato with a salad. You know, my wife had a salad. You know, and then we sat some water. And, you know, so we'll juice and. You know, we might do a smoothie and stuff like that. We trying to be here, bro.
Brother, that was my meal today, brother. You know, I got the smoothie. You know, I made a soup though, the salad. Yeah, man. You know,
better living. Yeah, we trying to be here, man. I mean, like I said, we'll have our snacks here and there, but it's no overindulgence in it. You know, there's no gluttony going on and all. You know. Definitely no smoking, no drinking. It's been well over 2 years since I had a drink, you know, so I'm totally removed from alcohol and definitely not smoking or nothing, man. It's just too many friends and family members and just people that I'm seeing between the age of 45 and 55 within that space right there. They're just not making it, man. And, you know, I have to attribute that to their diet, you know, to some of their recreational choices as far as, you know, smoking or drinking, lack of exercise, and, you know, things of that nature, man. So just trying to be, you know, we trying to be here, man. You know, you still hear about heads that's, like my man was just talking to my man today. He told me he just lost his uncle. His man passed away. He was 97 years old. I'm like, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I want to be here as long as possible, bro. Like, I don't want to do anything to speed up or encourage my early departure. You understand what I'm saying?
You want to see the robot take over, right?
Listen, bro. Listen, I want to be like Will Smith's grandmother when she told that robot, "All right, now look, I got to leave out. You got to move out from in front of this."
No doubt, man.
Right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, I mean, shoot.
Definitely all head there, right?
We might see it in the next few. You know what I'm saying? We might see it in the next few.
AB, we are seeing it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, we seeing it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, like, we don't think about it, but we're seeing it, right? We're seeing videos of, you know, Elon Musk and you know, and these robots that he's creating, but we'll see it on a smaller scale. Like, bro, like, you know, look, they got the vacuum cleaners that run around your house, right?
Yep.
And we don't think about it, but that's a small robot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening, man? You know, I've seen, they got lawnmowers like that. Ain't nobody cutting their grass no more. You put this thing out there, this thing go out there and cut the grass for you, you know? So these are small robots, man, you know? Self-checkout is a small robot.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happening, man, so...
That's right.
We're already in it. You know what I mean?
100%. I seen in Walmart they even have a janitor machine, you know, that does the floors by itself and stuff, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
I've seen
that.
That's
what I'm saying, man. So it's already here, bro. You know, it's already here. People be talking about, you know, AI and, you know, they're against AI. Like, listen, you better figure out how to make AI work for
you.
You know yep. what I'm saying? Because it ain't going, because it's here. You know, it's already being applicated in so many different spaces. So yeah, man.
So what's your feelings on AI?
My feelings on what?
You think it's a good thing for humanity? You think it's a bad thing for humanity? Or, you know, like you said, you just, you know, it's just another vessel, another tool, right?
It's all about who's using it. You know, it's all about the individual, man. You know, that's what I say. You know, same as social media, right? You can use social media for good, you can use it for bad. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, HB decided to use it for good. You know, he reached out to me on social media, and now here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking and building amongst each other as black men and kings. You know, talking about hip hop, talking about lifestyle. So you know, you can use it for bad, or you can use it for good, man. It's all up to the individual.
Peace to that, man.
Most definitely. You know what I mean? And you know, kind of going back to what you were saying about, you know, using AI, you know, it's there's many different things that you can use it for. And you know, you can help, you know, you can use it to lead in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really, I think that, you know, for a majority of people fear what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So if
right.
they haven't studied it, then they, you know, they automatically think it's bad, right? And it's like,
right.
But if we take the time to like study these things and figure out, okay, this is the, you know, these are the mechanics of how this works. Okay, well, you can still use that for good. It's like, you know, I know there, you know, there's people who would say, oh, you know, money's the root of evil. You know what I'm saying? Well, I say that, you know, people are evil. You know what I'm saying? Money is just a tool to either enhance that evilness or enhance that righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, multimillionaires that are doing good. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of people out there that are multibillionaires doing a lot of evil, right? So
absolutely.
It's like you said, it comes back to the person and the person's mindset. You know what I'm saying? Is their mindset infested with that swine? You know what I mean? You got them parasites in your brain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Taking control mm-hmm. of your body and your mind, and you're not being able to make the right proper decisions, not be able to think properly, right? Emotions are out of whack. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, going back to like, you know, the whole dietary laws and you know, how important that is, because, you know, whether we look at, you know, for example, we're going audible right now. We're going what we call an audible. But when you, you know, when we go into scripture, right, you know, it can be seen so many different ways, right? Metaphorically, literally, you know what I'm saying? And so metaphysically, esoterically, like there's so many ways, right? And so when we look at, you know, even for example, the snake in the garden, you know what I mean? I mean, the snake in the garden can represent, you know, the shedding of something, right? The snake doesn't always have to be deception, right? But as well as the snake can represent the parasite, you know what I'm saying? And that parasite that is traveling in your brain, you know what I'm saying? And it's causing you to do things that, you know, as a 5%er, you know, in our degrees, it says other than himself, right? You become an other than yourself when you ingesting those type of things, right? So it's, you know, it really come down to the individual, and is the individual ready to, you know, elevate themselves? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.